1951. Dear Esther, how can I begin to describe our calamitous dinner? I've told you about Chad and Ruth Davies. She's annoyingly self-righteous. He's a good enough sort, a committed reformer. And then there was Carl Pruitt, the artist draftsman who helps the children in the Spanish barrio, and a fellow he brought along, a social scientist by the name of Leonard Bartson. He's lived in Mexico and written a few books, one on the revolution and another simply called The Mexican. Lonnie was predisposed to dislike all of these people from the outset. I should have known when he got hot under the collar discussing Trotsky with Carl while we were still on Triscuits, cheddar balls, and cocktails. Lonnie's been drinking rather heavily. He goes out quite a lot with new drinking friends. His usual screenwriter's funk has been compounded, I think, by his recent troubles with the anti-communists at the studio. So there we were, barbecuing out on the deck. The only pleasant part of the house, as far as I'm concerned. The rest is all modern angles. There we were, and I rather innocently began talking about the Spanish ghetto, in particular La Loma, where my child friend Gabriella lives. Lonnie finds my friendship with this girl suspect. Basically, he believes any ameliorative measures, in other words, helping people get along, keep the Mexicans in their place instead of inciting them to strike or riot, which is what he wants. So, I made a salad. Chad Davies told us of his new job with the Housing Authority, how they've now plans to buy up all the land there in the Mexican barrios and build a public housing works. Carl Pruitt has helped draw up the architectural plans, and he thought that the Mexicans would benefit from a housing project. He said the structure might finally introduce them to the amenities of indoor plumbing and good floors. I had to voice an objection. Although the poverty in the barrios can be shocking, somehow I couldn't see the Mexicans being comfortable in apartment complexes with modernist architecture. Carl Pruitt and Lonnie love this house we rent, but I don't think the Mexicans would. Ha! Lonnie said. You see, for once here is an idea to open up the public coffers and improve their lives, and you'd rather they go on subsisting in their quaint poverty. I could tell Ruth Davies was pleased to see Lonnie attacking me in this way. Her dull eyes lit up. To my surprise, the social scientist fellow, Leonard, weighed in on my side, but his weighing in was what sunk the ship. He began to tell of his experiences in Mexico and said that, like it or not, the Mexican is a fatalistic reactionary soul. Though the housing project might indeed benefit them, he predicted, the Mexicans would not be happy there, would reject a modern civic life. Somehow, his agreeing with me was worse than siding with the others. I kept trying to articulate the difference, but my protestations that sagging porches overgrown with roses are pretty were met with disbelief and incomprehension by all. Mr. Bartson kept sweeping aside my argument and saying, "She's in the infatuation phase, I know it. I was too when I first set foot in Mexico, but that all passes, she'll be disenchanted. The real argument against this project is that it will not work."